7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Wait, what was that? I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's not the right time. Ugh, I kind of got up a little bit late today. Ugh, but that's okay. That's okay, because the time right now is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the dubious Goals Committee. Yeah! Everybody likes a good goals committee, especially when that goals committee is extraordinarily dubious. Where's my damn tea? Let's pour some tea. What are we drinking today? Well, I should probably tell you that it's not Dahong Pao. I had to switch to something different. What do we got? Oh, yeah. Good choice, Tobe. Drinking Chaguan again. Drinking Chaguan Yin, the Iron Goddess. It's good fun stuff. And so what's happening? Well, we're not going outside today again because the death heat is upon us. And I think I just heard like wind gusts too. What was that sound? Or maybe a car just drove by on my street. I do not know. So, yeah, what is happening? My teapot's making noises. And I heard some other noises. So we might as well leave the room. And see what's going on up here. See if we can get some kitty talking on the radio. Hi! Who's a baby? Oh, what are you doing? Oh, well, you want to do something? I think we want to do something because the cat's trying to get me to follow her. Do you want me to follow you? Okay, I will. So I'm walking through the kitchen. Oh, I don't know what's going to happen. I have no idea what we're doing, and neither does anybody else who's listening. Oh, why are we in the kitchen, I wonder? What are we doing here? Standing here next to this cup. Are you gonna talk? Say something, Yangy. Oh my goodness. So yeah, it's time to refill the kitty cup, cause somebody wants some kitty water. Even though this cup is full, right to the rim. Better fill it up. Cause kitties like fresh kitty water, right? That's right. Alright, so I have the cup full. Oh yeah, you can see it now. It's got fresh kitty water in it. Do you want to drink it up? Are you a thirsty baby? Yeah, we're not talking anymore. Okay, yeah, well, we got a couple of good meows out of her. Cats. Oh my goodness, they're always so wacky. Alright, let's get back down here. There's some football on, but I don't really particularly feel like I need to watch it. It's Olympics football. And it's not that Olympics football is bad or anything, it's just, well, it's kind of hard to explain if you're not a huge football fan like me. Olympics football is sort of not full on, it's sort of phoned in. Although they try to take it seriously, it's kind of, you know, it's sort of why bother? there's no money in it. Okay? Winning the Olympics is not the same as winning the World Cup or winning the Euros or winning anything. Oh, look, we got gold medals. How much is all this gold worth? You know, about 22 American dollars. Oh, what are you yanging about? The cat followed me down here. Now she's over here in the cat bathroom. What are you doing over here? Or were you just talking because you heard me talking? What are you doing in here? You got food bowl. You have food in your food bowl, and you have water in your water bowl. There's no yanging at me. The food bowl is full. Yes, it's full. That's as full as it gets. The water bowl is full. How's the poop box? You want me to scoop the poop? Nope, all the poop is scooped. What are you complaining about? Are you complaining or you just want attention? You want some kitty love? You want some kitty kisses? Alright, well, I guess that means we have to go over here and try to sit down. Yada. Okay, so this football game is going to halftime. So I guess I don't really have to be paying attention. Why am I paying attention? I don't even know. I guess I should check the weather channel. I know it's hot and I don't want anything to do with it. So let's just double check exactly how much I don't want to deal with it. What is the current temperature? Oh, yay, it's only 94 degrees, on its way to 99 degrees. That's all American. I don't know, that's like 33, 34. We don't need to even talk about anything that hot. Oh my goodness, okay, let's just check to see what's on the classic movie channels, make sure I'm not missing anything good, you know, like Godzilla. And what do we have? Oh, it looks like it's Irene Dunne Day. So we've got I Remember Mama, then Sweet Adeline, This Man Is Mine. Yeah, it's Irene Dunne Day all the way across. All right, so what are we going to do? I don't know. You want to get analog? How analog do you want to get? I'm talking about getting so analog that it's not even electric. Just wood and wires. And the wires don't even have electricity flowing through them. I've got my mountain dulcimer out today. Why do I have my mountain dulcimer out today? Well, because with all of this new interest in Turkish music, I was thinking about some things and their Western equivalents, and I started thinking about the analogies between Turkish music and Arabic music and Indian music and the music of the of the mountain dulcimer. The mountain dulcimer is an interesting instrument in that it is fretted for the Mixolydian scale. We've talked about the Mixolydian scale before. I love the Mixolydian scale. If you're unfamiliar with Mixolydian, think bagpipes. Bagpipes have the same scale as the hammered dulcimer, or as the mountain dulcimer. Why do I keep saying hammered dulcimer? So anyway, I had to get this thing out last night because I was thinking about, well, it gets complicated. You don't want to hear about it. It's the microtonal business. Microtones. And I started thinking about all of these sort of weird things. and how they work and their relationship to the mountain dulcimer. I'm going to put this thing here. Because one thing I noticed on this particular instrument, which was built by my father in 1981. This is number 5. This belonged to my maternal grandmother, and now it belongs to me. This is my favorite one because it has it has hearts in the F-holes. But anyway, what I wanted to check out was exactly how far off or I shouldn't say off, but I should say how much different the scale is compared to just an equitempered scale. And I've got this bad boy tuned up GDG. It has four strings, the melody strings and then the drones, and it sounds like this. Yay. Isn't that lovely? Yes, it is. But if we go to the first note, which is the first whole step, then it sounds like this. And that A, that's like 10 cents sharp. That's a good 10 cents sharp. Even more so on the lower string. What is it on the lower string? Holy crap. That's like 30 cents off. Most interesting. 30 cents. 30 cents. Wow. So anywho, yeah, I started noodling around on this thing last night, and I was having fun and just doing stuff. And why is this significant? Why is this important? I don't know. It's kind of complicated. I'm working through a bunch of weird stuff in my head. That's why I'm doing this, to explain things to my own brain. Explain to the brain. Yeah, and I can't figure out a good way to play this and record at the same time. Because I have no good way to place the microphone, etc., etc., and I can't sit properly to play it. What happens if we just grab this box? And what if we put this like this? Yeah, that might work. Crank up the gain a little bit more. Oh. My own knee is in the way. I need to sit. How am I? I'm sitting on the floor. This is a bad idea. This is gonna hurt. 7th. It is that flat 7th that differentiates the Mixolydian mode from the major scale. There's that flat 7. Looking for a note that I don't have. I thought I was playing old Joe Clark there for a second. Round and round old Joe Clark, but no, I was trying to play it in the wrong place. Let's see, what else do we have? What else do we got? I don't know. Sometimes you're just gonna reach for a note that isn't there. Oh, and by the way, that's probably going to be the only time you ever hear European classical music played on an Appalachian mountain dulcimer. You're welcome. Thinking, Tub, you mentioned bagpipes earlier. That thing does kind of sound like bagpipes. Yeah, doesn't it? It sounds a lot like bagpipes. Let's see if we can do Scotland the Brave, just out of nowhere. Okay. Yeah, that's going to take me a while to work up. But Scotland the Brave is in there. It's in there somewhere. Thank you. That's just too weird. You know, it's funny because I have this tuned exactly the same way I have cigar box guitars tuned. And so I keep trying to do, I keep trying to think of, if I'm on a cigar box guitar, I'd do this. Yeah, no, that doesn't work because, you know, I'm so used to doing blues scale riffs on cigar box guitar. And I can't play blues scale on this thing because, well, it's not the same scale. This is Mixolydian. I need a flat third. I don't have a flat third. But I do have cool sounds. So fun. Oh, wait. I know. Wait, is that? Oh yeah, it's British Grenadiers starts that way. Let's see if we can fake British Grenadiers. Let me think. I am not on today. My hand pressure is bad. That's a jump. Yeah, no, I give up. If you want to hear British Grenadiers, you can hear that in two places. You can watch the movie Barry Lyndon by Stanley Kubrick, and you can hear it four or five times being played in different ways, you know, being played by a big marching band, being played by folk musicians in a tavern, or you can just watch old reruns of Masterpiece Theater from the 80s. That's the theme music. And speaking of theme music, I think we need a little Love to Fight. Love to Fight. It's the D-Frag theme song. Oh, thanks, digital media, for just dropping out and failing. Love to fight, love to fight. Soy demo, koi demo, in janai. Did that get me back into a good hyped up mood? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. You know what? The thing that is annoying the crap out of me today, which I feel like I want to be in a bad mood, and I want to be in a bad mood because my air conditioner is running nonstop. as we can expect, because it's hot outside. But then when I have the air conditioner running all the time, we have air conditioner noise rumbling, and that makes me a little annoyed when I'm trying to play music or do a dubious goals committee. So, am I really annoyed? And I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. One thing I've noticed, though, is I wasted a lot of time today just noodling around with my mountain dulcimer. I bet that made for some really exciting radio. But it could be worse. I mean, it can always be worse. Everything can be fine and dandy and great, and then Kirk Cameron...
Boy, are you gonna get it now?
God damn it.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
Yeah, Kirk.
Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
This is what I'm talking about. You can be having a perfectly great day. A Kirk Cameron-free day. And then 1981 mom walks in and says...
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, shut up. Oh, yeah. So that's what I'm doing today. I'm just going to be sitting around here trying to stay cool. And I'm going to play my musical instruments. And am I going to watch any of this football? Probably not really. I was actually watching a little bit of softball last night. Softball is an unusual game, an unusual variant of baseball. And I was just watching. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, now, Tobe, you're just watching it for the girls. No, I was not watching it just for the girls, because I don't think that softball uniforms are very flattering. I do not think that anybody should be forced to wear a softball uniform, even if they're playing softball in the Olympics. Why does anybody... No. But we'll discuss that on another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day. Every single day, people. Oh, God. At 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio, your favorite streaming platform ever. I'm Tobe, and I'm gone. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.